RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Okay, ladies, listen up. We're talking about protein shakes.
Yeah.
You know, Michelle,
love them.
How many times have I told you that women just don't get enough protein? You know, they're just doing little flecks of this and flecks of that, and then finally dinner rolls around. They finally see something that looks like, you know, some level of protein. They're just not getting enough. And it's so satisfying, and it really helps kill carb cravings and all the rest of it. So one of the easiest ways to do this is something you and I like, right, Michelle?
Yeah.
Healthy protein shakes.
Yeah.
So... And there she is laughing already. Chef Abby, come on. Chef Abby Gelman's back with us. And she is our go-to chef for all things women and nutrition. So, Chef Abby, talk to us about healthy protein shakes. But why should a woman even be thinking about a protein shake at all? Isn't that something all the guys at Gold's Gym suck down all day long so they can maintain their 900 pounds of muscle? What's going on?
We women need muscle too, right? And especially if we're exercising or out doing our daily stuff, we need muscle. We need to recover from our exercise and general life too. So we should, you know, also make sure that we get enough protein. It's important for us. But those muscle milk is not the way to go.
Wait a minute. You said muscle milk is not the way to go?
Yeah.
Now, what's that about?
So what does
of
that
course,
mean?
It's
That's
everywhere. It's at GNC.
Yeah, it's like mostly chemicals. So you know how I feel about chemicals. We want to get protein and nutrition by trying to avoid chemicals. So for smoothies in particular, there's so many great ways to do that without
Okay, well, tell us. Tell us how to do it. Okay, we're sitting here. Michelle, look at this. Michelle has a pen in her hand.
I'm writing.
She's taking intricate notes. Every detail
always
is being
with Abby.
Outlined.
I want to know, do you have to put kale in them, though?
No,
would you,
you don't.
Stop with the kale already? You are obsessed. This woman is just turning everything green. You don't have to do it. Okay, so Chef Abby, tell us how to do it. What's the bottom line?
Let's do a basic smoothie, and then you mix and match for your own taste. So first, you need some kind of protein, and it can be kefir, yogurt, soy milk, nut milk, or nut butter, or a combination of those things. But there's your protein right there. Some people also put whey powder in if you're heavily exercising or you really need a protein boost. But a base of protein would be like a dairy or nut-free milk, yogurt, nut butter kind of thing. I like frozen fruit because then you don't have to add ice. So if you keep fruits that you like in the freezer or buy prepackaged frozen fruit, it's picked at the peak of season, so it usually tastes great, whatever fruits you like. Greens, if you want them, doesn't have to be kale. It can be spinach. Usually the spinach has a very neutral flavor. Swiss chard, that kind of thing goes well. Sometimes things like an apple or cucumber is very refreshing as well. You can use flaxseed. It just has to be ground up, which usually happens when you put it in the blender, or chia seeds. That'll add omega-3 and a little bit of fiber. And that's kind of a good basic blueprint. You can get fancy and add avocado or bananas or oats, but you really only need a very small number of items in the flavor profile that you like.
Okay, so my favorite time to be able to do this generally is, as a meal replacement if I'm going like a crazy person, which is usually the situation.
All the time.
Michelle, don't. Okay, see, Michelle, that was so unnecessary to bring that up again. So it could be breakfast, it could be lunch. And, the other time I found is really cool is the mid afternoon. Because in the mid afternoon, you get that
crafting.
Slumpy. Oh, my God, total crash.
Yep.
And instead of reaching for that 300, ounce venti macchiato hoo-ha something for $23 at Starbucks, you could just, put together something very healthy like this. And I think that it's very accessible for women. On your website, Culinary Nutrition Cuisine, are there some recipes there for
there
smoothies?
There are. There is a couple good ones. There's one that's strawberry banana, which is
a crowd favorite.
Yep. And there's one that's a green berry. So there's blueberries and greens in it. I think that one I used kefir. But, you know, it's whatever your taste preference is. So you can swap out things pretty well. But those two are on my site, and those are really popular.
Can you explain to everyone what kefir is? That's K-E-F-I-R for all the happy campers out there in her land.
Yep. It's kind of like a more drinkable version of yogurt. It's a little more pungent. So for those of you who don't necessarily like the flavor of yogurt, kefir probably is not the way to go. You're probably better off doing a soy or a nut milk. Kefir is a lot more sour.
Okay.
Well, it's fermented. It's fermented, isn't it?
It's fermented more than the yogurt is.
Yeah.
And there's so many wonderful bacteria in it. It's like a wonderful, great, especially if you have GI problems.
Right.
Kefir is a great way to go. And if you put it in a smoothie, you can sweeten it up with a little bit of honey or a little maple syrup and some fruit. So the sourness should go away.
Michelle, that's good for you.
Yeah, it's
great
for me because I have such digestive issues that it's hard for me to eat and or drink a lot of things. And also, so let's talk about because here's what I find with women who stay away from smoothies because they think they're too high in calories, just like juices.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to juice, right? And they're saying, your calorie intake is huge. And I'm like, I don't really care what my calorie intake is because I'm getting such great protein and vegetables and you know, all the right vitamins.
Well, it's also portion sizing, so it doesn't have to be as many calories. So, you know, you don't put a cup of peanut butter in it. You put, you know, like a couple tablespoons of peanut butter in it, and the flavor is there and the protein is there, but you're not eating 400 calories worth of nut butter. And yogurt and kefir use a low fat, like a 0 or 2%, and that brings the calories down. Fruit and vegetables, have as much as you want. That's not going to really put you over the top. It's the heavier proteins that are usually the calorie laden parts of it. So you just have to pay attention to portion size. You're not going to drink 20 ounces of smoothie. You're going to drink about an 8-ounce smoothie.
Full if you did that.
Well, just be careful. You know, I think a lot of women try to keep up with the guys, you know, they're hanging out with.
Oh, yeah.
And they're the, you know, the big muscle-bound types who are, you know, heading off to Gold's Gym to, you know, lift half a building. and so the last thing on your mind is to go, hey, I'm going to have what he has. No, you see, you're not 225 pounds of the body fat of 12%.
Yeah,
that's not working.
Like
yeah, right. And you don't want to look like him.
You don't want to look like him.
Well, think about the chest hair alone. I mean, come on, please.
No, they don't have any hair. Are you kidding me? It's all waxed.
They wax it all.
Oh, stop it. Oh,
yes,
no, we're back to the metrosexuals again. Oh, dear God. I don't know if I can deal with this. You've been hanging around New York way too long. I can see this already.
They don't do
They're
that
all
back
around
there.
Me.
And so what Chef Abby has really told both Michelle and I and everyone out there in her land is simple. Avoid all of those chemical-laden nasty things you'll find everywhere at the gym and, you know, at the stores and back and forth. Heck, just make your own, girlfriends. Make your own. And there are some very simple ways to be able to do this. If you go to culinarynutritioncuisine.com, Chef Abby's got some great recipes for you to be able to follow. Show you how easy it can really be integrated in your day throughout the day, because quite frankly, when you get that protein in, guess what? You're not that hungry, and it works. Chef Abby, thanks again for being on Her Radio. Michelle and I just love you, and so do all of our Her Radio people out there. So we now know how to make a healthy protein shake for your health goals. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.